Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, folks. This is Dave Schmidt. I'm your host here on the Sedona Connection. I know those of you on Blog Talk Radio can hear me, but I have absolutely no idea what it is, but I can't get into my normal Facebook page. It says that I am recording on the Sedona Connection Dave Schmidt page, and let me see if I go there, if that's what I'm seeing on that page. I don't know why it's doing this. I don't know what the issue is. Because I have, you know, multiple Facebook pages that I use, and but it's just not letting me come into my normal Facebook page. So let's see if I go there. Let's see. Hold on just a second. And Blanca, why don't you go ahead and Okay, yes, I am. Now, I'm on this other page, and I don't know why, but what I can do is that I can go ahead and record it on that page, okay? So I'm on a different Facebook page.
Until showtime.
Okay. Okay, hold on here just a second.
It says it's live streaming.
Okay, I think I got it, but let me see.
Hey, guys, just in case you didn't guess.
Okay, yes. Having
a little bit of a communication issue,
I
a little bit of a technology issue.
Okay, so here's what it is, folks. I have absolutely no idea why, but it's taking me to a different one of my Facebook pages, and my normal one, it's not coming in. But that still means what I can do is I can set this up so that Facebook will record the video, okay? All right. Make sure that is happening. I know it's going to be recording on Blog Talk Radio. So let's see. Yes, we want to save this video. Okay. All right. So we got it. Oh, there it just, whatever. Okay. It's supposedly it's working, but here we are, folks. Thank you. Some way, these technical issues, I don't know what it is. They just seem to come
Golly,
up now.
Golly, Dave, you go overseas and you forget everything.
I changed some of the programs on here, so some changing some programming, and
right.
I don't know why it's not letting me into my normal Facebook page, but we're here, okay? And Blanca, how
you're
are you doing
on
this
Blog
fine
Talk.
Evening?
Well, you're sounding fine on Blog Talk, so we can hear you fine.
Yes, I know
too bad
I'm good
about
there.
Facebook. But at least for some reason, I think we've got kind of a delay. I don't mean to step on you there. I think we got a delay going between you and me. But, yeah, at least if you're recording on Facebook when you send your links out, you might have.
Okay. Well, hold on. Now I got some. Here it is. Now, here's the live one.
But at least for some reason,
okay.
I think we've got kind of a delay. I don't mean to step on you there. I think we got a delay going between you and me. But, at least if you're recording on Facebook when you
okay,
send
it says it's live streaming.
Okay, so we're good. Yeah, okay. Let's see then again if I... Okay, yeah. All right. So now I'm back to where it's, at least it's recording it on Facebook. But I'm on a different Facebook page other than my normal one. So, anyway... All right, but folks, I'm seeing there's a lot of you that are coming in, okay? You're saying that you can see me, you hear me, everything is good. All right, whatever. Okay, well, here we are. I'm here. It's the May 3rd program, and all is well. And I've been gone for the last month. 3 weeks ago, I was in Sedona. 2 weeks ago, I was in the city visiting with my primary contact. And last week, I was in London, England. I hadn't been there as a tourist in over 40 years, and it was just wonderful to spend about 3 days there. I posted a bunch of those pictures on my Facebook page, and I had two other guests that were with me all the time, Jan Holden from Norway And then Koto Zhang, he's been to a number of my workshops, but he lives in London, and he's lived there for over 20 years. So it was just great to be with all those people. So with that, again, Blanca, I assume everything is going well with you. And why don't you, once again, since we're back into a regular mode now, go ahead and say hi to everybody.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for being patient. But it's really cool that you actually got it going and that you've got it on both platforms. So that's excellent.
Yeah. Okay. So what I want to do tonight, first of all, I got to go back and make sure they're there.
We're talking to them.
Okay. I have a couple programs. Okay. So what's happening on the currency exchange? Again, everything is ready to go, folks. Remember, it's not about us. We are not the reason why this exchange is taking place. We're just beneficiaries in the process. And there's a much, much larger scale of what goes on in global politics about when all this is ready to be released. And as I've shared with you many times, I know the money is real. I know where it's located. I've met with the people who have it. I know the contracts that we have and everything, folks, is ready to go. Now, there's two steps in this process that I've mentioned. The first ones are what are called, you know, the flipper or the preliminary groups, such as those that were based out of Reno, okay? The latest update that I had is that they are having to redo their contracts, but that shouldn't take a long time. Once those funds are released to that people, then there will be about a 1 to 2 month delay before the process starts for us. Now, I'm only going to tell you what is my opinion. I think they're using the preliminary groups as their test groups because we know there's going to try to be opposition or some forms of attack in all these funds being released because, folks, this changes the whole global scenario of the global financial system. We have to remember that we've lived in a world that has basically been run and controlled by those that we call the cabal. Now, different groups call them the Khazarian Mafia. Ben Fulford refers to them as that, and he's my best what it's called the intelligence source. Cliff High did about a half-hour video on the history of the Khazarian Mafia. The Khazarian Mafia are basically the cabal. They are, you go back to those families, those very wealthy old families, the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers that really run and control, you know, the whole global financial system, they are the Khazarian, they're out of the Khazarian Mafia. That is where their heritage goes. It goes back to that area. Now, Khazarian Mafia, it's the ancient area of Khazaria. And what is modern day Khazaria? The country of Ukraine. Now, not all of it, but Ukraine is basically the old Khazaria. Stuff that's going on with this war with Ukraine, folks, is absolutely crazy because here's what the intelligence sources will tell you. Ukraine is by far the most corrupt country in this world. They are the leaders in what is called the financial money laundering corruption. They are the leaders in what is called, you know, the drug-influenced corruption. They are the leaders in basically child pornography and taking children in, Blanca, what's the term I'm looking for?
Child trafficking?
Child trafficking, okay? And that is the headquarters of where this Khazarian Mafia and this cabal runs out of, and Putin knows that, and that's why he has gone in to shut them down. Now, the reports coming out from Ben Fulford is it's pretty much over. It's pretty much over what is there. It's a false impression. You cannot believe what's coming out of the mainstream media. There's two absolutely different sources from what comes out of the mainstream media. I mean, basically making Putin out to be the bad guy as they attacked Ukraine. But the truth behind what is there is that these are the people that are there to clean up this process. Now, I can't say this exactly, but myself and others believe that this had to take place. The Khazarian Mafia had to be, and I use the term neutered. They're not necessarily taken down, but they're neutered so that they no longer have the ability to have this power and control of our current fiat-based money system here in the Western world. Now, here's what's important, what I wanted to talk about tonight. Now, let me now go back in again to the currency exchange. My funders and my brokers shifted everything, and I have lots of room for more people to come in. Folks, please do not forget everything I've said in the past about there being a round two. Everything I'm being told is no. If you want to get into the exchange, you have to be here now. And what you can do is that normally in the past, you would send the physical currency to me, and then I send it to the broker, and then I put you on the account. And as a record of, you had turned in X number of currency, and I operate with the Vietnamese dong. What the buyers are saying is that they have this absolute surplus of dong, and in essence, they're wanting us to purchase it from them, and you do that through me. So you can purchase up to 5 million dong at $62 per million, and you can do it in even million increments, 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, at $62 per million. And as of now, we are told the payout is going to be $1.50. So in essence, $310 turns into $7.5 million for you. In past programs, I talked about why are we doing this? The people behind these funds are the ancient dragon families. Now, I don't operate with them anymore, okay? But they were the ones, and they started this all the way back around the original Bretton Woods Agreement, draft of World War II. They want to release these funds to humanity because the gold that is the collateral for all this money, they've always said this gold belongs to humanity. They said we are just the guardians and the caretakers of this large sum of gold that is here to shift and change how the world operates with its finances. Well, back then, around World War II, they said the countries were too corrupt at the top. And the banks were too corrupt at the top, and they could never guarantee that the money would get out to the people. Then the second attempt was with the Greenhill Memorial Agreement in 1962 with President Kennedy and President Sukarno of Indonesia. Now, there's various sources behind all this, but myself personally, if that Greenhill Memorial Agreement would have been implemented, it basically would have meant that the cabal, their structure systems that they used was done and it was gone. Kennedy was on record saying he wanted to eliminate the Federal Reserve. And then he was also on record saying he wanted to completely restructure the CIA. Well, those were the two vehicles that the cabal was using to have its dominance control over the financial system. If that Greenhill Memorial Agreement would have been implemented, that stuff would have happened. And then once again, the cabal would have lost their ability to be in dominance and control. Now, personally, myself, I think that's the reason why they took Kennedy out. Okay, that's another story. But at the end of the day, the funders had to decide how do they get out this trillion-plus dollars to humanity. And they had to wait until there was a system that was safe to do it. And the folks, they say, we have finally arrived. We are there now with a system that is safe to be able to move all this money. Because here's what they realized. How do you stop 60 to 80,000 people from being given millions of dollars each and told to go spend it? They realized the cabal, the Khazari Mafia, they can't stop that. But what they had to do was make sure that it was there was a safe path and a safe method to get this money to the people. And with the implementation of blockchain technology, we believe that they have arrived. So all we're doing is waiting for the last step to happen. All the contracts are signed. All the funds are in place. Everything is ready to go. What we are told at the very, very top, this is a military decision when they feel it's safe and ready to go, so that all the dominoes in place that are beneficial for us will end up taking place. That's the history behind what's happening here with the funds being released. I know I've been working on this for a long time, but we have to remember, folks, this is not about us, not about you and me. It's about what it does to basically create a complete shift and change to our global financial system and set it up as a system that's safe for the people. And it's not dominated by these very, very wealthy elite the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Morgans, the Warburgs out of Germany, etc., they lose their power and control, and that we get to move into a new financial system that is beneficial to the people. Now, that's where we're at. Now, some people have been saying that they've been waiting for what is going to be basically a financial collapse. And folks, everything that I am seeing on the mainstream media news is that we are in a position that globally and economically, things are about ready to collapse financially. When the Silicon, was it the Silicon Valley Bank that collapsed? That was just the start of it. Next, there was First Savings Bank. The other word is that Credit Suisse Bank out of Germany or Switzerland is about ready to collapse. And everything I've been reading in my resources, if that one goes down, it creates a domino effect that will have a huge impact on the banking system around the world. In fact, we remember, folks, the Federal Reserve in the United States, it is not a government agency. It is a private corporation that is run and controlled by the stockholders. And who are the primary stockholders? Rothschilds, Rockefellers, Morgans, etc. They run and control the Federal Reserve. Okay? It's interesting. It was about 4 weeks ago the Federal Reserve gave a couple of billion dollars to Credit Suisse Bank. Why is the United States Federal Reserve bailing out an international bank in Switzerland? Because they know if that one goes down, it creates a domino effect. That's huge. That was huge behind-the-scenes news that hardly anybody was talking about. Now, but what's happened since those two banks? Here's what's being reported. The people are starting to pull their money out of the bank accounts massively. The report is in the last 6 weeks, there's been close to $2 trillion have been withdrawn out of the accounts of banks here in the United States. You heard me right. $2 trillion have been withdrawn from the bank accounts. People are getting scared. They don't feel that the banks are stable. They don't feel that their money is going to be safe. And folks, you can't be dependent upon the FDIC to bail you out, because they don't have enough money, okay? So what's happening is that people are starting to pull their money out of the banks. And this is starting a scenario where they say that the banks are about ready to go down. Now, what I want to do, there was a great video of an interview that was done with this guy, Willie, I'm going blank on his name. It was about 45 minutes long. But what I want to do...
Jim Willie?
What's that?
You mean Jim Willie?
Jim Willie had, I watched an interview of his where he talked about the coming collapse of the financial system. So what I want to do is I'm going to play with you about 3 minutes off of that interview, and you can see his really significant things that
he had
to say.
Okay, a global revolt against the dollar, that means against America. Looks like everyone's joined BRICS. That's what it seems like. I've been told buy gold and silver, stock up on gold and silver. I don't trust the cryptocurrencies, Jim. I don't know if I'm wrong in saying that, but everyone's telling me crypto this, crypto that. I say no, I say gold and silver.
Well, I'm with you on that. Pardon these glasses. They help me to read because they get magnification. We're eventually going to see the BRICS Union. They're calling it the BRICS Plus Union now. We're eventually going to see the BRICS Plus Union becoming a global union without the United States. A global union that my Canada, U.S., England, and Belgium, you know, the EU headquarters, Belgium. Everything else is probably going to join the BRICS. And, you know, I say watch Japan, watch Germany. Japan is acting like a BRICS nation, selling their treasury bonds and buying gold. It's like a qualification. All right, we passed the qualification. We have a BRIC entrance now. And the Germans are making deals with Russia in secrecy. No longer in the news is tremendous shortages of natural gas. It's some shortages of natural gas. They're making secret deals, and they're challenging their chancellor, that's their name for the president, Olaf Scholz. They're challenging him now. The Independent Party is challenging the German president for having known in advance the Nord Stream 2 sabotage. Okay. I said about 5 or 6 years ago, wake me up when the Pacific Rim joins the BRICS. A month later, Indonesia led a group, you know, not including Korea and Japan, but they led a group. It's called the Association of Southeast Nations, ASEAN. Okay, so they're in the BRICS, or soon to be in the BRICS. What we've got here, Nino, is, you know, look at the original. It's Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. Forget that. It's just a name now, BRICS, because the leaders are Russia, China, and Iran. Iran's not an official member. It's going to become one, I think, this month or next month. There's a lot of events coming next month. They relate to the BRICS, and they relate to a challenge to the COMEX, a challenge to the London Metal Exchange. And the challenge is called the SCO Exchange. I don't know the exact symbol that they're going to go by. It could be SCOX, could be SCO-EX. I don't know. But it's a SCO Exchange, and it's going to be for bonds, it's going to be for currencies, it's going to be for gold and silver, and it's going to be for oil and gas, and more. Eventually, central bank digital currencies. Okay, so, Nino, let's just skip ahead. The SCOEX is going to be where they dump treasury bonds and buy gold for backing up the new trade payment systems. And I have heard, I got a couple of really good sources for the BRICS developments, and I'm happy about it. Big W, thank you. United Arab Emirates has volunteered, and they have really pissed off the U.S. government to be the dumping ground for treasury bonds.
Wow.
Yeah.
What does that mean exactly, the dumping ground for treasury bonds? What does that mean exactly?
Well, a country, it could be, say, South Korea. It could be Saudi Arabia. It could be Oman. It could be Qatar. It could be France. They want to dump their treasury bonds, and they don't want to piss off the Americans, so they do it in the United Arab Emirates. Now, UAE is unique because their currency is pegged to the dollar. It's called the dirham, D-I-R-H-A-M. And the symbol is AED, Arab Emirate Dirham. It's pegged to the dollar. And the Russians are using it for energy sales. Nino, this is big. The Russians are using a dollar-pegged currency in UAE in order to receive payment from India.
Okay, so basically what he is saying is that there is a system that's taking place where multiple countries around the world are basically backing out of what is called our reserve currency system and beginning to establish their own. Our power of the United States has always been that we've had the dominant reserve currency and the power system, what was called the petrodollar. The petrodollar system was, let's say that some country in Africa wanted to buy oil from Saudi Arabia. All transactions took place in U.S. dollars, which means all the oil around the world sold by the various countries was being sold, and they had to pay in U.S. dollars. That ended about 2 years ago. And what's happening is because the petrodollar's lost, that means the dominant control of our United States fiat system currency is totally losing its power of dominance over the world supply. And what that means is our system, our money supply, is losing its value. Part of that is why we're seeing a lot of the inflation that's going on right now. We're losing our purchasing power. And the other countries are starting to back away from the United States because they know that we basically run and control the domination of the world's money supply using this Khazarian mafia system. Now, I do want to make a comment on somebody that posted on Facebook. A guy by the name of, and this is going back to the currency exchange and the funders who have this excess amount of dong. And he says, so they have excess currency stuff that they sell it to you to sell to us so they can put it back in. Why don't they just sell it to the back to the banks if they have too much? Tony, you don't understand this. The banking system is the corrupt system. This is designed to go alternate to that. It doesn't do any good for them to sell it back to the banks. The issue is to remove that power from the banks and give it to us. See, if you wanted to participate in this currency exchange, you had to purchase currencies, and then we send it to the funders. And what they're saying is they have excess, so they want us to buy it from them instead of buying it from the corrupt financial banking system. I mean, obviously, Tony, you haven't been listening to my past programs, and you don't get what's going on here. So just the fact that you don't understand that these are two entirely different systems that are in the process of being established, and we're right on the verge of that beginning to take place. So now, I have always shared that there are three sources that I really like and trust that are part of my information. Ben Fulford is the source of information that I get where he's an excellent source of what's called inside intelligence information that goes on. In the workshops, I basically say that we live in a world of two worlds, the conventional world and the shadow world. The conventional world is what is presented to us, what we're taught in our education systems, the way that everything operates on the surface, everything that's out there. The shadow world is the world that goes on in the shadows, in the secret. It's not open to the public, but the shadow system world is what really runs and controls everything in our world. And so what we're seeing is a currency exchange that's being allowed for us as individuals with private contracts to enter into the shadow world system and use that to replace the old corrupt conventional banking system. Okay. Now, Ben Fulford is the source that I trust more than anybody else of all this information that's really truly going on. If you want to get him, folks, you can sign up. It's called BenjaminFulford.net. And you basically, you know, if you want, he gives reports twice a week. And if you want his full reports, you basically have to subscribe to him. I think it's like 10 bucks a month. I love what he does. I have no problem supporting him, and I do that. The other source that I really enjoy is what I call an intuitive source, and it's Barbara Marciniak as she channels the Palladians. Now, she's been doing this for 33 years, and she's proven herself to be true and to honest and upfront with everything that goes on there. And so in their recent reports, they are saying, yes, our financial system is about ready to go under. I want to play about now, this is not a video. It's just going to be a recording only. But I want to play about 4 minutes of what came out of their recent program.
Of corruption. And you are dealing with a lot of banking financial stuff. Taurus is the sign of banking money along with Scorpio. Jupiter is going to blow it wide open. There are threats now out there that you are in a big battle of the deficits, balancing the budget, the deficits, and of course the party that's in charge in some areas wants to increase the budget, and of course the Repubs supposedly know we're not going to increase it. So there's a battle, and deficit is the imbalance or the debt you would owe by not balancing the budget. The debt then is the accumulation of all those deficits. And the debt in the U.S., it doubled under Bush 2. It doubled under Bush 2. And then it went from 5 to 10 or something trill. Then it doubled again under Obama. It went from 10 to 20. And then Trump blew it up. He added $4 trillion to it. And now Biden is looking to, we call him Biden because it's really Obama running Biden. He's adding more and more, officially $31 trillion in debt and going strong. It's all going to crash. And then you have something that is mysterious and derivatives, basically gambling and betting on things of people who just talk on the phone and push buttons and don't produce anything. And years ago, people speculated that you were two quadrillion, messed up in derivatives. It's a mess. The BRICS are destroying the dollar. You've got a large contingent of the world that are not going to use the petrodollar, the U.S. dollar. So the dollar is losing its world currency status. Now, it's not easy to switch world currency, but there's big battle. And definitely People are angry with the U.S. They feel that NATO is a fool. They can do anything they want. There's no one home in the USA in charge. You have tremendous amount of betrayers. Your military has been taken over by Coca-Colas, and they spend all day not doing military things. They spend all day studying pronouns. Yes, laugh. Oh, please laugh. It's pathetic, but it's worth a chuckle. If you cannot chuckle, you are going to go down the drain with it all. Keeping a good sense of humor to understand the ridiculousness of it all, and to recognize you are here to witness, and you are witnessing massive historical events unfolding before you. You are looking at Rome burning. You are looking at the destruction of many things, and yet you are fine. But we do want to give out a firm advisory warning. Yes.
Okay. See, basically, the Palladians are saying to Barbara Mucinic that we're about ready to see the collapse of the system. And in the back, the people were chuckling, and she said, yes, you better be able to laugh with it, because if not, you're going to go down with it. Jim Willie, what you didn't see is he was highly advising people is that get your money out of the banks. Move your money. We still need our banking accounts to run our everyday expenses, to buy things and to pay our bills and stuff like that. But if you have discretionary money, money that sits in the account that you're not using, move it into something else that's safe and secure. A lot of people have a lot of confidence in the strong top cryptocurrencies. Now, the cryptocurrencies are still pretty vulnerable, but you have to go back and look at Bitcoin. It was about a couple of years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, it was at 40,000 a coin, and it fell all the way down to around 15, and it's now back to its approaching 30 again. So it has been coming back really strong, okay? The other thing he was highly encouraging is go buy gold and silver. I just purchased another 200 ounces of silver that I use as my backup, okay? Now, silver today hit the price of $26 an ounce. It was no more than three or four, maybe 6 months ago, it was all the way down to $18 an ounce. Silver is up over 30% in the last 2 to 3 months, folks. Now, Jim Willie was saying he's projecting with these collapses coming that silver is going to go up over to $50 to $60 an ounce. So he's saying it still has room to more than double collapse comes. So it's a solid investment, but it's safe and secure. History always shows when we go through financial collapses, it's the metals, the gold and silver, that hold their value. And in my opinion, silver is going to hold its value more than gold, because see, silver is not only just an investment metal, it's also in demand in the electronics that run in a lot of our computer chips and stuff like that. It's used in computer technologies, so it's in demand as a product piece of metal, let alone a investment piece of metal. So I think we will see silver going up more, because there are different people that are saying we're going to end up with a shortage of silver, which means it's going to become very valuable. Okay, so that's the stuff that I want to share on that. Now, for those of us that are in the exchange, I do want to make a side note. It was actually reported in the mainstream media a couple of weeks ago, the Federal Reserve is officially bankrupt. Officially bankrupt. The Federal Reserve that runs and controls our money supply system in America and has a dominance around the world. They are now a bankrupt private corporation. Okay. Now, there's been lots of questions. People say, well, then how are the funds going to be released? And what I have mentioned, it's not absolute, but it looks very, very strongly what we are going to do is that we are going to form our own credit union. And the reason why a credit union versus a bank, because credit unions are owned by its members. So we will collectively own a credit union. The funds, everybody who's in the exchange, we will create you an account in this credit union. The funds will be placed in there in your accounts. That way we don't have to worry about interbank transfers. And then once it's in there, then you can do whatever you want with it. If you want to pull it all out, that's your choice. If you want to leave it in there, whatever you want to do. But it looks like that's what we're going to be doing, okay? So those are the notes. Those are the things that I wanted to share this week. Lots and lots of different, what I call even mainstream media sources are saying we're right on the verge of a big financial collapse. And some of the strong people are saying get your money out of the bank. And that's been reported, there's already been over $2 trillion withdrawn from the banks in the last couple of months. And that is beginning to create almost a snowball effect. So folks, I wouldn't trust leaving your money into what are called discretionary funds in your banks. What I would say is only leave in an amount that is, you know, that you use for your bills. You can pull them out, and there's different places. You can put them into cryptocurrencies. You can buy gold and silver. You can buy government bonds with them because the government bonds will have to be paid and bailed out before the banks are bailed out, okay? Government bonds are fairly safe, okay? Those are three of the areas that basically you can go ahead and place your discretionary funds, okay? So that's all I have to share. Blanca, what do you have? What would you like to share with us tonight?
Well, yes, but it's good that you're emphasizing this because it is. There's another bank that's teetering. And, just quick note, at the time when, Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank and Credit Suisse, when they were all kind of wobbly, they all did get rescued. And UBS actually acquired Credit Suisse at that time. So that's just the update on Credit Suisse. And you've been sharing this news with folks and asking them to look at places to put other money safely. Now, you've never said that investing in silver or gold or for like investment purposes to increase their money, although they may, mostly it's to take care of your wealth. So basically, because I know I was talking to one lady and her husband's a financial planner, and she still poo-poos silver and gold because, of course, he's trying to make his customers money. And and so I said, no, well, really, silver and gold is a wealth preservation technique. And then if people want to make money, well, that's a different topic. So the same thing with things like Bitcoin, or a lot of people are talking about XRP as well. There's a real battle between people who favor Bitcoin and who favor XRP. So I tend to think that they're probably both right and both wrong at the same time. But that's something to take a look into. And now this lady whose husband was a financial planner, I wish I remember, but I think she says that there is a government bond. I think she said it was series triple. Double or triple E, I don't know, that actually keeps up with inflation. So that's kind of another way to, preserve your wealth. The only thing I didn't like about the idea is she said you have to hook up your bank account with the government. And I'm like, wrong. That's not a happy. But, when you're talking to friends who have a certain point of view, you don't challenge them too much. But anyway, so overall, great. All the different sources that you brought, too, as you say, they're not necessarily conventional voices, but they tend to be pretty accurate and pretty straight. So I think there were some good sources that you brought on the show.
Yeah, okay. Well, Jim Willie and the rest of his program, he has a very, very strong recommendation on XRP. He feels that XRP is going to be the best one that's out there because it's the one that the BRICS countries are getting behind. They are actually getting behind XRP. And he thinks XRP is going to be the one that, if you want to get into a cryptocurrency, the best one to get into. So, yeah. Okay, well, are we ready then to let some callers come in if they have any comments or questions?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So, folks, if you would like to call in, if you have any comments or if you have any questions, the number is 515-605-9356. Again, 515 605-9356. Press 1 on your touch-tone phone, and that basically lets us know that you would like to go ahead and come on the air. So it's interesting what's developing. I'm just amazed about how many different sources are saying that we are basically all the economic, you know, indicators. So we're right on the verge of where we were back in 2008. But, yeah, this one they say is going to be a lot worse. So, okay. There's one person there from area code 641. So let's go to them first. Area code 641, you're coming up. Let's see. Okay, there you are. Area code 641, you're on the air. What's your name? What can we help you with?
Yeah, hi, Dave. This is John Salerno. I'm from Fairfield, Iowa, here in the Midwest. And I have a question about the exchange. You mentioned, I think it was a month or so ago, that there is a possibility or a likelihood that when we go in or when we're called to the exchange, that they're going to do structured payouts. In other words, we won't get the full amount all at once, but rather, you know, a smaller amount in the first year and a smaller amount, kind of like installments. And you thought at first that maybe some people might be disappointed, but to me, I thought, it might be a good idea because it sounds like it would be more secure and it'd be less vulnerable, I think, to attack by the cabal and so forth and the forces that don't like us. Have you heard any updates about that?
Well, thank you, John.
It seems like a better way to go than.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because I forgot to do that. It's not official, but the rumors coming out is yes. They are going to pay the funds out in installments. We don't know how much or how often or how long. And the primary reason is because it's way, way, way too much money to dump into the banks all at one time. It would just basically throw the complete banking system into utter chaos if they all of a sudden just dumped $2 trillion into it, so that they're going to sparse it out. So it doesn't create this chaos within the existing banking system. Because we still have to work in the existing banking system. I mean, that's how we operate. That's how we purchase our goods. That's how we, you know, pay our bills. We still have a banking system that we have to work with. So the whole thing isn't going to collapse. It means that the American dollar is probably going to lose its purchasing value. But this is, they said it was a safer way to do that. It's basically coming back to who's in power and control of that system. Okay, but yes, as of now, it appears that's what's going to happen, but we don't know anything more about how much or how often. So, okay?
Okay, great. Right. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Okay, thanks.
Okay,
Okay, so we're going to go back to the next caller, and that's area code 214. You're coming up as in there. Area code 214, are you on the air? What can we help you with?
Hey, Dave, this is Bob.
Yes.
Your buddy in here in Grapevine, Euless, Dallas, whatever.
Yeah.
Do you want to remind the folks what's going on this Sunday?
Yeah. Well, go ahead and just mention it, and then I'll back it up.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. All right. So I guess like last month, we did kind of a mini get-together at the Demassi's Mediterranean restaurant in Grapevine. It's from 12:30 to 2:30 on Sunday, May 7th. So we'd love everybody to come over and join us.
Sure. We did this about a month ago for those of us in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We just had kind of an informal get-together. It's at the Demassi's restaurant in North Grapevine. It's basically just on the north side of the Embassy Suites Hotel, and it'll be this coming Sunday. We'll be meeting from 12:30 to 2:30. So if you live in the area, if you're in the area, we would love to have you. It's just kind of an informal get-together of everybody here that's in the program, okay? All right. Anything else, Bob?
Yeah. About splitting up the money, I mean, I've had a big project that would probably require most of the money I was hoping to get. So maybe if that's not going to happen, then I'm going to need to look for investors or partners with it.
Sure.
To kind of join up with, you know, doing that whole wellness center that I was thinking about.
Sure, yeah. I understand. But again, that's something that we don't have any control over. So.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
All righty. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Okay. We're going to go to the next caller. And they are from area code 301-301. Area code 301, you're on the air. What can we help you with?
Hi, Dave. A couple months ago, you mentioned that the way that you probably or were considering distributing the funds was through buying a credit union or setting a new one up. And I'd like to know if you have any updates on that idea.
Well, I just mentioned it before we came on, listening to the callers. Yes, we're going to go the credit union route. I don't have any of the specifics yet at this time, but unless something else comes up that shows us that that's not feasible, that's the method that we're going to use. And what we will do, all the people receiving funds, we will set them up accounts in the credit union. The funds will be placed into their accounts, and then once it's there, it's your money to do with whatever you want.
Okay, so that's still the plan. However long that takes, we'll just be patient.
Yep.
All right.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. Okay, we still have one more caller here, area code 203. So we're moving to you, area code 203. You're on the air.
Yes. Hi, Dave. This is Peter from Connecticut. You know, with a lot of things, there's people of all ages. I've been investing in things involved for, 15 years. And the people I've been connected with, they're of all ages and health conditions. For peace of mind of people of certain health and certain ages, I think that it would be a peace of mind if they knew this is going to go on another 12 months, another 24 months, or you don't have a clue how long it could go on.
I don't have a clue, and they will never, ever, ever pre-announce the release of the funds for security reasons. Never. The only people who know the probable timeline are the decision makers at the very top, and they don't leak anything. We don't know.
Well, then common sense is if anybody has second guess about how long they might be waiting and think it's going to be, instead of months, might be years. So, I mean, I wouldn't have done what I did if I thought it was going to go on for more than a year or two. And there's a lot of other opportunities. I would focus my finances and investments or plans for the future. That's my only comment. I just wanted to let you know.
I understand. You know, everybody has to make their own decisions. But it's back to
okay,
the fact.
I just want them to take that into consideration. Yeah.
Everybody needs to make their own decisions with what they are, with their own stuff. I have no control over timing, how often and when and stuff like that. None. We're just
the only other thing I would appreciate. Yeah. The only other thing I would appreciate, if you do have any inside information where you're able to give us a heads up on maybe a timeline of, you know, within the next 12 months, I that would be of interest to me at this point.
I have
point,
no
but.
Idea when. That's the information.
Yeah, no, but I mean, if it ever happens that you do get any inside information, be nice to hear about it. That's all I'm saying.
I will share what I can when I can.
Always
do.
Great.
Okay?
That's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
All right. Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Okay. We still have another one person. Oh, I'm sorry, I hit the wrong one. Okay, now we're going to area code 918. Area code 918, let's see. There you are, you're coming up. Area code 918, you're on the air. What can we help you with?
Hey, Dave, this is Ralph in Tulsa. You said not to keep money in the banks, most part. Are there any banks that you trust that you put money into?
I have no idea, and I don't know. Remember, it's discretionary money, okay? I mean,
right.
We all still have to use the banks to pay our bills, to make our payments, and to move money, you know, in and out. But if you have, like, you know, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, that's discretionary money. That's the money I would not leave in a bank. Okay?
Okay.
And we've already seen what's happening as the reports that came out. I mean, there's been over $2 trillion withdrawn from U.S. bank accounts in the last couple of months. The people are starting to panic. And when all this money gets pulled through the banks means they don't have enough money in it to remain solvent and to continue operating. And remember, the FDIC only covers $250,000, but they can't cover 5,000 people. You need to know, if your bank collapses, don't count on getting hardly anything back, because it's going to create a snowball effect, and there's going to be way too many to be able to do that. I wouldn't trust it. Everybody has to make their own decision. If you're comfortable, that's fine. That's your decision. I'm just giving you information based on what I know.
Well, I'm like you. I've bought a lot of gold and silver quite a bit, you know.
Yeah.
Not as much as you have, but I bought what I could because I saw this coming on. The latest report I got, they think everything's going to crash by June the 1st, but I don't know if it's true or not. Just
I know.
I heard.
There's different reports of people saying when, and, you know, most of them are good and credible, but it's hard to say. We don't know.
Nobody really knows, I don't think.
No one really knows, but a lot of them are reporting that this is probably the month we're going to see stuff happen.
The only other question is, how would we be notified whenever the payouts start or when they are doing it?
You'll get a notification from me in a newsletter that I pulled out that just goes out to the people on the exchange. That's why it's imperative that I have your current email address if you are in the exchange with me.
Yeah, well, you have it. Well, that's all I want to know, Brother Dave.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, thanks a lot.
Uh-huh, you bet.
Right, okay, bye-bye. Well, Blanca, that looks like everybody.
Yes, it's good. We had some very good questions. I couldn't screen people. For some reason, my headset wasn't working. You did marvelously, and we got some good questions. It's really interesting how many people are going to wake up because of financial situation, because when you start messing with people's money, they wake up. It's a little hard to sleep and not pay attention. So this may be one of those big, great awakening red pill moments for people.
Well, it's like what the Palladian said to Barbara Maciniak. This is a watershed event that's going to take place, and this is a historical event that's going to happen. So, yeah.
It all depends, too, on people's level of understanding and awareness. Some people will see it as well. It's a crash. You know, we've been through other crash and downturns, et cetera. Other people who understand this as the overlay, over America, because really the dollar, and we call it the U.S. dollar. Well, yeah, it's the U.S. dollar, which is corporate money, right? So some people understand that part. And then some people understand that this type of system, debt system, is really the force behind the whole slavery of the entire planet. And so now the slaves are saying, we're kind of tired about this and we don't want it anymore. And so there's a lot of different levels to understand that. So that is why it's a watershed event. And so it's good that people are listening and preparing for it so it doesn't catch them by surprise.
Yep. Okay. Now, there's a gentleman by the name of Mike on the Facebook page. He says, how can you get the info to be in the exchange? You, first of all, you have to send me an email at my daveschmidt@msn.com email address requesting, and then I send you the documents that you have to fill out. In that, you state how much that you want. And then after I receive your documents to make sure they're all correct, then I send you a follow-up email that gives you a link that you can pay with basically using any debit or credit card. If you want to understand more, go to my website, thecosmicconnections.wordpress.com, and in there, there's a tab with the workshop videos. There's 6 videos that are all a little over a half hour long, and it explains this whole program, okay? And that you can share with other people also if there's others you think that might be interested, but they've got questions. So, well, Blanca, I think we've taken care of everybody tonight. I don't see anybody else. You have anything
else? Yeah, I
think
we got him.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we got all the callers. Yeah.
I do too. So I think we're ready to call it a night, folks. It's nice to be back with you. If I get any pertinent updates, obviously I will be sharing that with you. So then I should be back next week. I don't have any plans on going anywhere for about the next 6 weeks. Oh, yes. I am going to go back and do a workshop in Amsterdam the third Saturday in June. And then the following week, I'll do one in Oslo, Norway. So I'm doing two workshops in Europe in the third and the fourth Saturdays in June. I don't have anything else on my agenda between now and then, but, you know, stuff always comes up. So, all right. Other than that, we hope to see you next week, and thanks again for joining us, folks. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.